A surprising turn of events for the Nadezhalingam Tamil asylum seeker family today, with the Immigration Minister Alex Hawke granting 12-month bridging visas. But only three members of the family, the father Nadez, mother Priya, and their oldest daughter Kopika, have been granted the visas. The youngest daughter, Tanika, wasn't meaning the family will not be able to return to the central Queensland town of Bilawila as a result. Karina Ford is the family's lawyer and joins me from Melbourne. Welcome.
Good evening, Patricia.
Just last week, the minister made an undertaking to the Federal Circuit Court to issue 3-month bridging visa. Today, he's granted 12-month visas. How has the family responded?
The family welcomes the extension on the bridging visas. It alleviates some of the concern for them of the uncertainty. What it is, I guess, frustrating on their side is the fact that it's been determined that it wasn't in the public interest to issue the youngest child a bridging visa.
What impact has this constant renewal process had?
It just means more uncertainty for the family, but also obviously they can't leave Perth because the youngest child has to remain at the address in WA. So, I mean, clearly it's well known the family wish to return to Bilawila. It's also at the taxpayers' expense because, to be honest, they would be able to, you know, rent a property in Bilawila, find work, where now they are confined in living in the house that the government has provided for the purposes of keeping the child in WA.
Does the 12-month period offer any relief, though, to that stress?
It does, and it did this morning when we attended the interview with the department, because we weren't initially told about the youngest child and the minister intervening. That came through later in the afternoon. So I must say, Priya in particular feels relief today. She's been really stressed about attending the department today because effectively they had to be detained in order to issue these visas. So it was nice to sort of hear her, I guess, a laugh in her voice today and relief. So on that note, it's positive. What, you know, remains the issue is, I guess, just this continuing uncertainty as to their status, and also trying to even comprehend why this was the way the minister went.
Do you believe this marks a change in government position? Because it is a significant kind of increase in the amount of time that they've been allowed to stay.
Sometimes I think yes and sometimes I think no. I think at the start of the day I did, and by the end of the day I just wonder whether there is ever going to be any change in this government's position on people who arrive by boat.
What does it mean for the family's hopes of staying in Australia and their wish to return to Bilawila?
Well, I mean, clearly a year visa now puts us into after an election, so I guess we'd wait and see. You know, there is still the outstanding application in considering the protection claims of the youngest child before the minister. No decision has been made on that yet. So we wait and see. You know, there's also, I must say, public pressure on the government to return them to Bilawila. The press that has been covered is very supportive of it. So it's whether the government wants to also listen to that and consider whether there are alternative options.
So was this because there were additional legal matters underway that the minister lifted the bar to allow this child to apply for the visa? Can you give me sort of some interpretation of what's happened?
It may be that it's difficult in terms of knowing the 12 months as to why there are still outstanding legal issues. It does make more sense, to be honest, to have bridging visas for a long period because it avoids having to renew them all the time and go through this process, which is traumatic for the family. So on that regard, we welcome the fact that it's been extended. Could it be that litigation put pressure on that? It may have, but I mean, I'm not behind the way the government operates, and it's been a very difficult case in terms of trying to work that out on occasion because of the way the case has been handled. I mean, in many ways, the government could have made a decision a long time ago about stopping the case going on and on and on, but we're not at that position yet.
So what's next for the family?
Well, we wait and see the outcome of the citizenship applications that are before the tribunal, probably not till next year, because that hasn't even been set down for hearing yet. And we also wait to where we were at the start of the matter for the minister to still consider whether the youngest child's claims can be assessed. So that's still before the minister. We hope that it's considered properly and appropriately, and that at some stage her application for a protection visa could be considered.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for covering the story.
Karina Ford there, she's acting for that Bilawila family, although, you know, if you listen, they can't get back to Bilawila, even though they're commonly referred to that way. This is RN Drive.